NBC's Feeluzzi, Representative Ronnie Jackson specifically tied to seditious conspiracy defendants. By Pam Key on May 2, 2022. NBC News national security contributor and former FBI Assistant Director Frank Feeluzzi claimed on Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's Deadline that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot released text messages showing that members of the Oath Keepers militia wanted to provide protection for Representative Ronnie Jackson. RTX, during the riot meant the congressman was specifically tied to a seditious conspiracy defendant. Feeluzzi said, "Looking at this through the lens of a criminal investigator, which I am, or have been for 25 years, this is significant. The content of these letters is significant. Why? Because we're moving beyond witnesses to other people's behavior that have been called before the committee. We are now talking about sitting members of Congress who are being asked to explain their own conduct, their own behavior, their own relationships with violent extremist groups. We're not asking you to tell us about Trump. We're asking you to tell us about you. DOJ should be paying close attention to that because these three members are being wrapped up as the committee expands their scope and as it is now clear evidence of some kind of prior knowledge by the Oath Keepers of Ronnie Jackson's location. Then this mysterious, critical data that has to be protected and has to be preserved. And is that something to do with plans for the insurrection?" He added, "Three sitting members of Congress being asked not to tell us what to know about Trump or others, but about themselves. Now Ronnie Jackson specifically tied into seditious conspiracy defendants, extremely significant development. I predict because of the current exposure because DOJ has to look at this. And should we be opening criminal investigations into these three? Should we be getting move evidence? I predict that they're going to invoke the Fifth. You're not going to hear from them. It is way too dangerous criminally in terms of their exposure." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.